Saskatoon, one death is too many, said Saskatchewan Rivers MLA Nadine Wilson at a vigil in Saskatoon Saturday for Carol Pierce, who died 7 minutes after receiving her COVID-19 booster. Pierce was fully vaccinated and got her booster on September 14 at a Saskatoon drugstore. She was waiting the required 15 minutes after the jab when she died. Her daughter Stephanie Foster believes her mother died from the COVID-19 jab and she isn't alone. MLA Wilson maintains that was the cause of Pierce's death, as does Mark Friesen, the official Buffalo Party candidate for Saskatoon Miwison. Wilson and Friesen spoke to the solemn crowd at the vigil where dozens of people attended. The crowd stood near flowers, teddy bears, and notes of condolences that were placed in front of the drugstore where Pierce died. I wish our government would help us, said Wilson. Our government was put there by the people, for you. You have to let the government know what you want. Wilson said the government has been telling everyone what's good for them but added that Saskatchewan residents are diverse and want different things. You have to stand up and have a voice now and say what you want, and in politics you have to vote someone in and vote someone out. You all have to speak up and say, no more, this is enough, added Wilson. Talk to your MLAs. Talk to your MPs. Likewise, Friesen agreed. This is a very emotional situation. It should hit home to many, many people in our community, said Friesen. As a community, we should be sharing this grief with Stephanie and her family, but we should be doing it on a larger scale. Friesen said it's up to the people to force dialogue on the topic of vaccine injury. There are so many people that are quietly in support of what we're doing, but that's not good enough, people. That's just not good enough. All the messages I get, that's not good enough. What I need is for you to get active, for you to find your courage, added Friesen. There should be 1,000 people in this parking lot supporting us. Friesen took a shot at the media's treatment of Pierce's death and treatment of her family. He said it's time for the people to take back responsibility. They have the power but just haven't exercised it. We need to stand together, we need to unite, we need to speak to our community, said Friesen. We need to educate our co-workers, our neighbors, and our family, and we need to do it with compassion and we need to do it with love. We have to become the media. That's our responsibility. Death natural causes. Sask Health Saskatchewan Health told SaskToday.ca that Pierce's death was from natural causes. The Saskatchewan Coroner's Service has investigated this instance and determined that the person died from natural causes. Dale Hunter, communications consultant from Saskatchewan Ministry of Health, told SaskToday.ca on Thursday. Pierce's daughter Stephanie Foster, however, disagrees. I do not believe this was caused from natural causes, Foster told SaskToday.ca on Thursday. My mom had no health conditions. I believe had she not gotten that COVID shot, then she would be here with us today. She left for her appointment happy and energetic. Foster and Pierce have been pro-vaccine, getting all of the required COVID-19 shots. In fact, Foster posted a photo in July 2021, saying that she stuck it to COVID, and said she was fully vaccinated. Hunter told SaskToday.ca that as of Sept.18, there have been zero deaths due to immunizations reported in Saskatchewan. MLA disputes Sask Health's claim. Wilson disagrees with Sask Health's claim that there haven't been any COVID-19 vaccine-related deaths. On Thursday, Wilson called on the provincial government to open an independent public inquiry into all aspects of how COVID-19 was handled in this province. There are 7 vaccine-related deaths reported according to the Saskatchewan Health Authority's own information, which I published on my website on August 23, said Wilson. In that report, there are 1,229 adverse reactions documented, many of them life-threatening, such as anaphylaxis, myocarditis, pericarditis, and a host of others. Just as shocking, in many cases, the patients were still scheduled for more boosters even after their reactions. This is not the standard we have allowed for any other vaccine in history. The Ministry of Health report was obtained through a request by Sask Alliance under the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. An analysis of the report by an experienced Canadian physician with training in virology, public health and data analysis, is also available. Both may be found at https://nadinewilson.ca/?p=702. Clarification. Sask Alliance received 122 pages of data from the Ministry of Health and not Shaw. Randy Schiller obtained the documents through FOIP request to the Ministry of Health and provided them to SASC Alliance. SASC Alliance in turn had the data analyzed and annotated by a Canadian physician. SASC Alliance apologizes for mislabeling the documents as being received from SASC Health instead of the Ministry of Health. Joy at glaciermedia.ca.